Welcome to the universe we call home, as well as others. Here, we collide the universes of fact and fiction. Are you ready to take it to the max? Hello everyone, welcome back to the max. Max here. Zach, how's it going?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you, Max?
Very good. Glad to be back with the podcast. I had a phenomenal time camping.
Yeah, if you were wondering why we took a little... There was a little short break of our uploads, but yeah, of course, that's because Max was camping. But he's back now.
I can tell you, I wish I was doing the podcast.
Yeah, he very much enjoys doing a podcast over other things. But we are back now, and hopefully our upload schedule will be a bit more consistent.
Well, you know it's going to go to hell. We're just...
Yeah.
Well, it's never going to be constant.
Yeah, we're just going to try. We're going to hopefully be consistent. Hope is the keyword.
Hope is the keyword. So today we have a episode about ghosts.
Yeah.
And the supernatural.
A very mysterious topic this is.
Very mysterious. Now before we get into this, I want to say, Zach, congratulations to the Canucks for making it to the second round of the playoffs.
Yeah. I mean, that... I also lost for words for it. It's crazy. And as we speak right now, I mean,
the series
is tied 1-1, but all of the games have been postponed for further notice, so...
And I think this brings up an interesting topic, Zach. Just, obviously, don't want to get too involved in this, because it's a very...
deep topic.
Deep topic, and we don't have time for it today. But this is...
This is about ghosts, it's not politics.
But these games have been cancelled because... of another shooting down in the U.S.
Yeah.
And...
So it's basically all of the leagues taking a stand.
Against racism and...
Yeah.
And it's a deep topic, as Zach said. There is a fundamental problem with the way the U.S. is set up. And I'm not saying Canada's perfect. In fact, I was talking with someone and they were like, oh, it's much better here in Canada.
It's better, but it's not... It's like
not,
comparing
definitely
too bad.
Not perfect.
Yeah, there's definitely room to improve up here as well.
Exactly, and I think the thing is, we have to do some work. There's no easy way out of this.
Yeah, change must be made.
And it's very...
That change is still yet to be decided.
One day I want to do a podcast just talking about the U.S. because it is a messed up place.
There's a lot wrong down there.
There's a place that seems to be a ticking time bomb. Because one day something is going to go wrong there. It's always been a place that is on a decline. It has been, since its start, it was... very powerful in space, and now it's declining.
Yeah, ever since the Cold War kind of slowed down.
It's very funny how America used to be a real superpower, but now they look like, you know...
They're falling to pieces.
They're the one who's being completely screwed up in the pandemic. And don't say it's just Trump's fault, because people vote for Trump, and people who vote for Trump and people, other people, just aren't wearing masks and people aren't doing their stuff.
It's a lot of people.
And it's also the people who are working there. The government still has to make decisions. Trump can't tell you everything. In fact, it's also the rest of the staff. Just because Trump says something doesn't mean he's the only one thinking it.
Yeah, you could be told it by someone else. It's just a good point.
And it's just a messed up place. And also... I can't say anything, really. It's just terrible stuff. Like, the U.S.
It's crumbling. It's really crumbling. It's being torn apart from the inside.
I've seen a lot of dystopian things. Like, read a lot of dystopian books and seen dystopian movies. The U.S. looks like it's just leading down that path.
Yeah, it's becoming one of those books that you've been reading.
You're really hoping Britain will stand in at this point.
Britain needs to take back the territory they lost over 300 years ago.
Yep.
Take back the 13 colonies.
They would have been better off. U.S. would have been better off.
Under British rule, you think so?
Yes, obviously.
Yeah, so. I think we need to do a podcast about the Seven-Year War.
We should do a lot of podcasts about the U.S.
A good old medieval podcast as well.
Exactly. But, yeah. As we said, not today. Today we're talking about ghosts, supernatural, and conspiracy theories. Throwing all those in there.
Yeah, they all kind of relate. They all are things that really can't be proven, but people tend to believe.
And it's very interesting with our systems of belief. And I would not say I'm a psychologist, in fact.
Far from it.
But it's very interesting the way humans believe. And a lot of the stuff that we believe, we actually have no way to back up. Our whole society is built on trust and believing our senses for the longest of time.
Like, yeah, and sometimes society will try and use that to their advantage just by saying stuff that are completely not true. But then just saying, oh, trust me, it's okay, it's true. Just believe me. instead of providing anything to back it up, you just say, believe me. And that's supposed to cover it.
We always have to take leaps of faith. When we get into it, second half, talking about the moon landing. Did we actually go there? Well, I mean, everything has to say yes.
Why wouldn't we?
Why wouldn't we? We've been back to space. It doesn't seem impossible. We've
been there a couple times.
Even the Russians didn't argue with it, but we'll talk about that later.
Yeah, that's and coming up in the second half. The
same stuff with everything. Like, when you see an astrophysicist, you have to believe a certain extent of what they're saying.
You have
because
to trust
I don't
them.
Have a PhD in that area yet.
Yeah, well, at least for you can I'd trust an astrophysicist a bit more on what they were saying than some random guy on the internet.
Yes.
Who's just making false
but
claims.
But the thing is, you still are making that judgment that just because he got to school and he is an astrophysicist, he has...
He's right in everything.
He's right. So a lot of our stuff is based on faith and on our senses. Long before we had the defined ways of science, we had to just interpret things. And things that we didn't know, we just considered them magic.
Yeah, we considered... Well, we would look up to even a god. Which a god could have done this thing that we just couldn't conceive to be possible.
Like, exactly.
Long ago, I don't know if this is true or not, but maybe, I think somewhere with the sunrise and the sunset.
Yep, there's a god.
There's a god moving the sun.
You know, what a boring job that would be. Yeah. You're just doing the same thing over and over and over.
Unless you're multitasking. I mean, I wouldn't want to be that god if you're just moving the sun up and down 24/7.
And it's very slow from the progress of the Earth, if you're actually on the Earth.
That's true. Very time-wasting.
Very, very time wasting, but you know, I can't argue with it. I mean, yeah. I guess whatever you do to make your money.
Yeah, if that's what you have to do to become a god, then sign me up. I mean,
so we're gonna start off this first segment with, as you can see, supernatural things. And now supernatural things are basically things that cannot be explained.
They're supernatural.
They're supernatural. Now paranormal is basically
another way.
Paranormal is a different thing. Now, the definition
of... Well, that's more paranormal as in ghosts.
No. Normal. Paranormal.
Paranormal and... What was the other one?
Supernatural.
And supernatural. Well, they're similar in a sense, but they're also different because supernatural... Well, they're both definitions.
Well, paranormal is basically... They're beyond the scope of normal scientific understanding.
So, beyond normal. Something that is not what we usually conceive and is just super weird. Seems about right.
But supernatural is basically some force that is completely beyond the forces of nature. It's completely beyond. Like,
so even more beyond.
Even more.
Wow.
And supernatural things have always been, you know, in the forefront of our existence. Ever since we've been, you know, as a species developed, ghosts and
became more
gods and... Those things have always been here, and they will be here for the longest of times, because we still have religion now, and if religion's not gone now, well, it's never going to go, because we have so much scientific evidence to prove that religion is incorrect, but that is a conspiracy theory that we should talk about later.
Yes.
But today, in the first half, we're going to be talking about specifically ghosts, as far as supernatural things go, I think, right?
Yeah, we can do that.
And I think, so first, we just touch on why
ghosts?
We believe in... Well, what are ghosts?
Yeah, what are ghosts? Is a ghost just me putting a towel, or not a towel, like a bed sheet over my head and then going out for trick-or-treating on Halloween? Is that what a ghost is?
Absolutely, that's the only real ghost you're ever going to see.
Exactly.
But,
all right,
okay.
Now moving on.
So a ghost in mythology or whatever you want to talk about, that kind of ghost is usually a spirit that has taken a somehow physical form in its afterlife. Now, I'll get to saying why that is completely rubbish, but they've somehow come back. And now there's several types. Like, there's poltergeists, which are invisible, but they can move objects, and there's regular ghosts, and there's a whole bunch of different definitions.
Categories of ghosts.
And depending on which religion or whatever you follow, there's different types. And some might say zombies are a type of ghost because they've animated a dead thing, and oh, God.
Well, it depends on kind of what type of zombies you believe in.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
there's
a lot of room for the ghosts to figure out. There's a spectrum of ghosts.
And obviously, again, it really just depends on where you're hearing, what religion...
Where you're getting your ghost information
exactly.
from.
Because I'm pretty sure if you look towards some cultures such as, I'll say Norse, their ghosts are quite different there because they're basically regular humans that just exist in an afterlife.
But a ghost to me is a white thing with a little tail... And it's got two black eyes and a black mouth, But it goes boo.
Exactly. That's just my ghost. Exactly. And obviously, and most ghosts are thought of as spirits in the physical realm, I guess.
Yeah, well, if we can see them, then they must be physical. If I can see them, if I can look at them in our world, they must be physical.
So I guess, why do we believe in them? This is the question that we have to ask.
Yeah. Why have we turned to just believing in ghosts, even though there's not much evidence to prove that a ghost exists? Yes, there is Ghost Adventures.
Well, I'm going to refer... Zach Baggins. Basically, I'm going to refer to a quote that, like most quotes, I know well enough to know, but not well enough to actually know. And it's something like, any sufficiently advanced technology would be indistinguishable from magic, right?
Yeah.
We've all heard this.
Yeah, if you can't prove it with technology, or if technology kind of says it's not true, then we just, it's magic. It's not real. It's
and magic. Especially before we had a scientific method, everything was magic.
Yeah, everything was magic. Let's just go back to...
If lightning struck you, it wasn't because, you know, there was pressure building up in the clouds, it was because...
Not
because
you were holding a big metal rod above.
No, it's
because
the gods were angry at you.
Yeah, let's just go back to like the 1600s. Let's say a woman said it's gonna rain tomorrow, and guess what? It rained tomorrow. She's a witch. Burn her at the stake.
Exactly.
Witchcraft.
And especially if she could just read the signs, know patterns, understand them.
She's just a weather lady.
Exactly.
You just killed off the only weather lady in your little village.
Only weather lady in that whole time. All the weather ladies were killed.
Yeah, they were all accused of witchcraft.
But another reason is just because, well, we've always wanted to believe in an afterlife existing. We've always wanted to believe...
It sounds pretty cool to me.
We've always wanted to live past death.
Yeah, like, it's kind of... It's very dark just to think when you die, you're done. You're done. There's nothing left for you.
You're gone, kid. You're never coming back.
You're just a worthless piece of... you're just a worthless amount of skin and bones and organs, and then when you die, you're just nothing. That's a pretty sad way to view it. Believing in an afterlife,
exactly.
It kind of sparks hope that when you die, it'll be okay.
So we would attribute, I guess we would attribute things to, like, you know, you see something that looks semi-human-like, but doesn't look fully human, you say, perhaps it's a dead person.
It's a dead soul coming back from the afterlife.
Exactly. And I just thought of a podcast name for you.
Exactly. Oh, wow. Yeah, I'm starting a new podcast soon.
But I think we've just... And especially once you start believing in it, it's easier for you to continue. Because so-and-so told you that he's seen a ghost. Well, now you're going to be on the lookout for one. And something that you see might not be actually a ghost, but you say...
It kind of looks like one.
And someone's told you, so it's in the forefront of your mind or the back of your mind. So you're like, that's a ghost.
That's got to be a ghost. What else could it be?
And especially back then, it was very hard to prove anything.
Yeah, well, of course, they didn't have cameras. Couldn't take a photo of the ghost.
Well, we have cameras today and still no photos.
Yeah, still no real cutting-edge evidence of poltergeist activity.
I love how all the pictures of ghosts are grainy and, like...
Yeah.
Then you look at, like, we can take pictures of Mars far better.
Yeah, but you can't...
Mars!
You can't take a picture of a ghost?
Well, I guess not.
A picture of a black hole, but you can't find a ghost that's 10 feet in front of you? Huh? All right. I guess we'll just have to go off, just weren't in the right... You didn't have the settings of the camera right. We'll just go with that. I think that's fair. We can give them the benefit of the doubt. The camera wasn't in the right settings. I think that's fair.
I think that is completely fair. So, we're going to look through a list of ghosts, because, Zach, what's better than,
What's better than just knowing a bunch of types of ghosts?
God.
Oh, wow, there is a lot of ghosts.
There's so many.
Especially from different, all around the world.
Okay, so we're going to pick our favorite ones from this list.
Ooh.
I'm going to start with the Headless Horseman. So we're going to be just talking
headless
about...
Headless Horseman.
So we're going to be talking about some of our favorite sort of ghosts right here. And just talk about how we think these could actually have come around, you know, and that kind of stuff. And
yeah, how people started believing in the Headless Horse, for say.
Okay, so the Headless Horseman. Let's
just take a view on the Headless Horseman.
So the Headless Horseman is a mythical... they say it right there, mythical figure.
Yeah.
And he's been around the world since the Middle Ages. The Headless Horseman is traditionally a man upon horseback who's missing his head. Depending on the legend, he's either carrying his head or missing it altogether and is searching for it.
Oh, so no one has really proven if the Headless Horseman has his head.
Now this is... can we just say it's so stupidly easy just for someone to start off this by just not seeing the guy's head in the shadow?
Yeah, maybe his head's around the corner and he's kind of just looking around the corner.
Or he has a hood on and you can't see anything. Yeah. Or just really dark.
No head. Simple as that.
I don't know.
Well, I mean, it always is very easy to make up another solution for something you just can't really see in an instant. I mean, I think that's, we can give them the benefit of the doubt on that one. Or maybe there is a headless horseman running around with no head. And he might come haunt us tonight.
As I've said, philosophical razors, some of my favorite, but Occam's is the simplest answer is often the best. So either a dead animated creature without a head is searching for its head, or you just didn't see the guy's head. I wonder.
Or maybe it was during the Reign of Terror in France, and the guillotine was getting a lot of action, and maybe you just saw one of those corpses with no heads on it being chucked away down the river. But who knows? Who knows? All right, do you find another spooky ghost that we can just kind of speak on? Let's see,
what's the White Lady?
The White Lady. Ooh.
Okay, so the White Lady is typically a female ghost dressed in a white dress or similar garment.
Oh, that's a very common ghost in horror movies.
Seen in rural areas and associated with local legends of tragedy. White Lady legends are usually found in many countries in the world. Common to many of these legends is accidental death, murder, suicide. That's just every way you can die. Accidental, murdered, or suicide. And the theme of loss, betrayal by a husband or fiancé, and reunited love.
So, it's a ghost woman dressed in a white dress. I think we can all picture what that looks like. We've seen many movies of little girls wearing white dress. I think that's when you think of a child ghost. A little girl in a white dress definitely pops up in your mind.
Yeah, I think... So, before I actually get into... just talking about this, I just want to say easy ways we could just mistake this for actually existing. So there's this thing called Will-O-The-Wisp, and it's basically this light that you see. I think it's just sometimes in the distance, and it's basically just a trick that it's just a trick of the light.
A trick of the light, you say? The light is tricking my eyes? How could they do that to me?
Explanation. Okay.
Let's see what we got here.
It's an atmospheric ghost light seen by travelers at night, especially over swamps, bogs, and marshes. So not only are there already like lights, like fireflies and
bright natural lights,
but basically it's an atmospheric disturbance. They're caused by swamp gases that develop from like organic material breaking down, and it's basically just released into the air as a glow from the radiation of heat.
But that can easily be conceived as a ghost. As the White Lady.
And I think the same thing is completely true with the White Lady. There could be just some white light. And because humans are very good at recognizing not only faces, but just human shapes, because we need to.
Just think about it. When you go to bed and you wake up and it's kind of dark in your room, but not really dark, and you look at, let's just say you've got one of those jacket hangers in your room for some reason.
Oh, God.
Does that not look exactly like a face staring right at you
in
the dark?
I swear I used to have
these. I think everyone can agree.
I have these big, not big, but I have this one wall of, like, kind of a closet, and I have these sliding doors over it, and I've literally never slept with those doors open ever since.
Yeah.
It's scary.
There could be a monster hiding in the closet.
You see absolutely anything as a monster. You see anything. Honestly, we interpret it
to be a monster, even though... we should know, and we should have the confidence to know nothing's there. Come on, it's just a closet. But still, that in the back of your mind, you think, oh, what if, what is always the what if?
And the same thing with here. I think also lightning or any types of lights, they could just sometimes be seen. Or imagine a person out at night, and there's just some light, and you see that they're looking ghostly. Or...
oh, it's a ghost.
Like, there's so many ways that this could happen. Without even looking at really why.
But then again, all of these ghosts have really been founded long ago before they really had true explanation. But so that's really where all of these origins have come from.
But I think the White Lady is very good for a general explanation of ghosts, because it's usually ghosts come back. I think a lot of theories around ghosts is it's someone that didn't want to pass the afterlife, whether there was something like murder that just kept them there or betrayal. There was something that kept them in this world.
A spirit is holding them in the afterlife, and they're trying to escape.
And they got to do something or something.
They have to perform an action.
Or sometimes they're connected to a building or object. I've heard that, too.
Ooh, yeah. Maybe the murder weapon.
That is a good one. So I think the white lady is quite stereotypical when it comes to this.
You definitely see it a lot, especially in movies. And, well, as I said before, it's definitely what you'd picture when you think of a little child ghost, a little girl wearing a white dress. So yeah, very stereotypical ghosts there. And of course, all these ghosts were usually founded long ago, before they had the real technology to be able to dispute them. So they just turned to the paranormal.
Like, there's a lot of ghosts. I really recommend you guys go to Wikipedia and then just search up list of ghosts. There's so many. We'll just hit out one before we get back into, you know, our actual discussion. But this one is Joe Bush, a legendary ghost that allegedly haunts the Sumter Valley Gold Dredge in Sumter, Oregon. Yeah, no, it's Sumter Valley, Sumter, Oregon. Anyways, he's said to leave wet, bare footprints on decks of the dredge, cause lights to flicker, and doors to open and close. Okay.
Wow. Joe Bush, not George Bush, Joe Bush.
I want you to give your best on this to explain this, please.
What about?
Like, explain why this could possibly exist.
Why this could exist in the why good old Joe Bush is real?
Yes, if you had to make a reason why he could exist. Not a ghost reason, but a physical reason why he would exist.
Well, me as a true paranormal believer, I would say Joe, he came back from the afterlife, right? And then he transformed into his physical form one last time, and he left one singular footprint on the deck. And because Joe had nothing better to do after leaving his footprint, he started opening the door a couple times just to mess with the people in the house, right? Good old Joe. And then after that, he was starting to have some fun in the house, right? And he was giving himself a good old chuckle. And so he went into the house now, after opening the door a couple times. And he started flickering the lights on and off again, because you know Joe, that trickster Joe. Yeah, and simple as that. I think that's the only reason Joe is here. He's just trying to have some good fun in the afterlife.
Well, according to this, there's actually a history about this guy, which I didn't see it at all. Basically, according to...
No, Joe's been doing this to a lot of people.
Apparently, an employer of Sumter said in 1940, it all started as a joke, and I blame Jordan Hansen, explaining that Hansen was a fellow employee who had spread the legend so that anything that happened near the dredge or something went wrong, it was Joe Bush. So basically, they blame Goat. And this is a very important thing. People end up blaming things because they don't want to blame themselves. They just blame someone else.
They blame it on the paranormal.
Exactly. That is actually a very good point that I didn't know that would actually come up. And I think, you know, I think a lot of ghost stories have been used to the advantage of people or spread to the advantage of people trying to commit. Like, imagine a guy trying to commit a crime. Oh, it wasn't me who killed that person, especially back then.
Your Honor, if I may. Your Honor, it wasn't me who robbed those banks. Your Honor, no, it was Joe Bush.
You could see he left those wet footprints. Sir, you stepped in the marsh and we saw you clearly making the footprints. It wasn't me. Hey, you got no proof, hey?
No proof. Your Honor, just as likely it is to be me, it could have been Joe Bush. It could have been Joe Bush just as much as it could have been me. You might have saw me. You might have saw Joe Bush. Who knows? Do you know, Your Honor? Did you know that he was my twin, Your Honor? Really? You're just going to call out Joe Bush like that? I didn't know Joe Bush. It's not my fault you didn't know who Joe Bush was, Your Honor.
Oh, man, there are so many. One more, the Flying Dutchman.
The Flying Dutchman.
Now, this one, I actually 100% understand this one without even needing to look at it. This one is basically, there was a flying ship, but as it's seen a lot, when it's really hot, the air will refract, and you'll just see the ship floating. It's very simple, surprisingly simple. But again, people...
Blame the paranormal.
It's easier to do that.
Yeah, who wants to make an explanation? Explanation or flying ghost ship? I choose the flying ghost ship. I think that's a lot cooler.
Exactly. But obviously there's a ton of ghosts that exist in cultures. And you just gotta look at them. There are so many.
There's a lot of details on them too. It's really interesting just to see the backstories behind these so-called ghosts. And how they really relate to everything.
So, I want to dispute them that they exist.
You want to dispute? Just say no ghosts.
Yeah.
There are no ghosts. All right. Why don't you go give us your best shot? Convince me, a true paranormal believer, that my entire lifelong dedication into finding these ghosts is just wrong.
Your life's not that long. Don't worry, Zach.
I've been trying for.
Don't worry. All if you still believe it exists, years. then you'll have tons of time to. To keep working on it after.
Oh, don't worry, I will. But Jace, please, try and convince me away from my true passion of ghost hunting.
Let's start it off with this. Okay, a lot of ghosts, as I've said, are just based on, you know, just attributing normal things to the paranormal. It's easier to do that.
Yeah.
But I'm going to refer to a story that I really like, not because I like it, but because it has a lot of good ways to explain. So this guy bought a reportedly haunted house. Bunch of weird stuff happens. Like, for example, he goes out the window to paint, and his shadow stays there, and it's longer than it should be, you know.
So technically it's not a shadow. It's a paranormal ghost, Max. See what I'm trying to say here?
And then
this is top-notch stuff.
Then his son is at the top of the stairs. He says, "Hello, son. How do you like the place?" But then his son doesn't answer. He turns around. His son disappears. Later, he sees his son. His son says he's never been to the stairs yet.
What? See? This is what I'm trying to get across. The ghosts.
One day, he sees his wife staring out the window, except the blinds are drawn on the window. As soon as he says something, she disappears. And one day, he goes up to the attic and says, "Why are you here?" He felt like he was drawn to the attic for some reason.
The ghosts, they pulled him to the attic. They brought him.
And he listened back to the tape and said, after he said, "Why are you here?" It said, "Because I like it." In a different...
If that doesn't prove to you why ghosts are real, I don't know what will.
If you're just going to look at that, then I see why you believe it. But maybe we look a little bit deeper.
Why not?
Number one, there is so much easy ways, especially nowadays, to fake audio recordings. It is so easy.
You just put another track over.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's not... Definitely now with, like, all these reality TV shows doing ghosts, I think it just comes through.
And just the amount of CGI technology we have today in creating a video, you could create a completely lifelike ghost.
Just by it. Just on Adobe After Effects.
Exactly. And that's not it. When he sees his son is come to this house and he hears it's haunted. Why not play a trick on his parents? Say that it is haunted, make it feel like it is haunted. Why not?
Yeah.
Then again, this guy could just be seeing things. I've never heard that they tested this guy, but... Maybe he has...
Yeah, maybe he's got a sight problem.
Exactly, or maybe...
You have to account for all of these different factors. Maybe.
But another thing is called selection bias. And it's where, when you already have a preconceived idea...
Of believing ghosts,
you will look through your data and find only the stuff that supports that, no matter how much stuff disproves it.
You'll only check, or you'll only take into account the stuff that supports it, and leave out all the other stuff that just... disproves it and
you might even stretch
false.
The stuff that to make sure that it does suit it, you know?
Yeah. You just bend the truth and facts to suit your vision.
His shadow? Well, that could be explained by multiple things, but the fact that it's longer is stupid.
Because maybe the sun was positioned in a different way.
Exactly. Now imagine he was painting, so he could have just set his paint can and it didn't move. Where was his shadow? If it looked too long to be his, it probably wasn't his. Where was his? Why would it be longer if ghosts were there?
Yeah, I thought ghosts don't have shadows.
Exactly. And now how could ghosts not have shadows, but yet you could still see them? Well,
are they not see-through?
They are see-through, but apparently you can see them somehow. They're like a haze. And now a haze sometimes happens when the air changes color, like a mirage. Mirages can be there and they're not. Paranormal activity? No, I think it's not. Now, also, when there's heat, when it's hotter below the cool air, the hot air will rise up, distorting the air, creating a blurry image. It's a ghost. No, it's not.
It's just air.
I'm on a roll here. Anyways... This guy, then he later turns around and makes his house into a park into a tourist attraction where he shows them haunted tours. He basically just turned this whole thing into a money-making capital scheme. Do you think he just didn't think about that to begin with? Come on.
Yeah, he clearly bought this house.
And he said...
he liked the ghosts.
He spreads a few rumors, now it's really haunted, people want to visit it. Now he can fake whatever he wants.
And there's no one to disprove him, because it's his house.
And then he hires these paranormal investigators. Their whole job is a scam, no offense.
No offense to you, Zach Baggins, if you're listening. I did love your show for a long time.
Yeah. Yeah.
Very
but interesting. Their whole job is a scam. They can say whatever they want. He could pay them off. They could create their false data. It is so easy to fake it. And especially when, again, the selection bias, those guys are... pretty much paid to see ghosts, so...
It's a fun job, to be fair. I mean...
I can say whatever the hell they want. They can't tell me otherwise, because I'm the professional here.
Yeah, I'm the professional. I've had the TV show. You don't.
So, honestly...
There's lots of evidence to disprove the fact that ghosts are real, but it's also... it's neat and cool to look and just assume that there is something there in the afterlife that you could come back as a spirit. I mean, it's a lot more happy ending. than just dying and being dead forever. But I mean, it's there. It's always there. It's always in the back of your mind. Even though there is all this crucial evidence to disprove it, but it's just always in the back of your mind.
But crucial evidence can't always disprove things, as we'll talk about with conspiracies coming up in the second half. But before we do that, there's one more thing I gotta say about Ghost Sack, and I need you to follow me on this scientific journey.
Alright, let's go on. Let's begin.
When you die, you have... Okay, I have energy. It requires energy for me to think. It requires energy for me to move.
Alright.
I'm creating energy from the food that I've eaten.
You have food energy.
Exactly. Through chemical processes, I create energy. And now a ghost... So, no object can exist without energy.
Correct. Unless there's some paranormal thing that we have yet to figure out how it works without energy.
Well, so, okay, let's just think about it.
But as of so far.
Let's think about it this way, though. When your body dies, your body will decompose, and the exact... And let's say you trap your room, you trap your body in a room, you will see that none of the energy...
Leaves the room.
It just can't. It is going to be... Imagine that you have actually a solid room that can trap...
An airproof room.
So where would this soul go? There is no soul.
It's just the leftover energy.
Exactly. Now, imagine the ghosts do have energy for a bit. Well, if they're just energy, they can't interact with us.
It's just energy.
They'll just be energy. They can't actually do anything. They'll just be particles that are moving at the speed of light, and we won't even see them. So they have to have mass of some sort. Now, how could they have mass? How could they just be spontaneously creating mass? Energy cannot be created, and energy is equal to mass. So you cannot spontaneously create mass. So if these ghosts are to, for example, touch us, that means they are physical, but...
That means they would have some sort of mass.
And you can't just create this mass. And again, if there is actually a ghost, and everybody is trapped, and the energy is just consumed down there, and it's spread into the environment, there's not going to be enough concentration of energy for you to actually project yourself as a ghost.
Wow.
I know.
You have truly brought me back from being a paranormal expert back to the real world. I see clear now, and I no longer believe in the Headless Horseman.
Now, see, I think I do love ghosts. They're fun stories.
They're fun,
but they're only
that.
Yeah. They're stories.
They're stories.
So when we come back, we're going to talk about some conspiracy theories. Any last words before we head to commercial break?
No. We'll see you then.
Make us money.
Bye-bye.
See you right back. Okay, we're back from the break. Thank you for making us money.
Yeah, thank you. We do appreciate you, dear listener. Thank you very much for sticking around
that
and sticking with us.
That 2 cents is like...
Well, it's music to our ears.
But with that being said, we're going to move into the second half of today's episode. So ghosts are a very big part of conspiracy theories as far as I see it, because there's ways to disprove them in every single fashionable way, but...
People still tend to drift towards them. Drift towards them, see what I did there? Ghost, drift.
I see what you did there. That was actually pretty clever. But we're going to talk... Obviously, we don't have enough time to go into all the conspiracy theories.
There are many.
And we're going to try and do a whole episode just about flat earthers, because there's so
there's
much...
There's a lot to talk about there.
But we're just going to talk about them, why they exist, as well as, you know, and just kind of wrap them up with the supernatural.
Yeah, the flat earthers, the anti-vaxxers, and then all the people... Usually the flat earthers are also the people who think the moon landing was faked, and all of NASA wasn't real, and space is a lie, and everything NASA has ever said and done is a lie.
In fact, I heard that okay, well,
yeah. Yeah, we'll get into it.
Now, I did say that I did want to talk about religion as a conspiracy theory, but Zach's told me it would offend too many people.
Yeah, I don't think we'll go into that now. Definitely other conspiracy theories to talk about, and big ones, too.
It's fake. Anyways... So I think the first one I want to talk about is anti-vaxxers.
Yeah, these are, well, as far as we know, vaccines have been proven to be successful, but these anti-vaxxers, they'll say, oh, the vaccine gives my child autism. I don't want to give my child autism. Which is true. Like, if you look at the numbers, the patients receiving vaccines A small percentage of them will get autism.
Well, no, they won't get it. They'll have
it. They'll just have it. Yeah, they won't get it from the vaccine, but they'll have it. So now let me ask you this. Would you rather your child have autism or not live past the age of 5?
I would say autism. Can I tell you of a thing I've heard? It's called correlation not doesn't equal causation. Now, this goes to 5G. Now, if you want to say 5G towers cause coronavirus...
Or cancer.
Well, let's look at a map of 5G towers. Well, you'll see they're very they're very clustered in certain areas, though. And if you search up a COVID map and overlay them, you'll see that the highest amount of cases will be in the areas with the highest amount of 5G towers. Now, this is correlation, but it doesn't mean causation. Okay, so...
Let's just say there's a lot of 5G towers there. Well, that means that... there using phones.
But it also means there's just a lot of people there. And if there's a lot of people there, it means the highest... It's a large area where a lot of people can get COVID.
Yeah, you have to take into effect all factors. If you've got a lot of 5G towers, that means there's a lot of customers using devices with data, correct? And a lot right? There's no point for 5G towers unless there's no one using the 5G.
And if there's a lot of people there, that's a lot of people to get COVID. Yeah. Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah, putting the pieces of the puzzle together.
But anti-vaxxers are generally with the anti-science movement. Now, anti-science is a very scary thing because science is one of the most fundamental things for our society. Tell me that it's not.
It's no, 100% is. Science exactly. is very necessary, and it's very sad that people have just stepped away and tried to call it out for being a scam.
Let's just think about how much... Zach, I am an anti-science person, and we're just going to run through my day, see how much of my day is actually science. So I wake up. Well, I've only woke up because of my vaccines. I've only woken up because of proper nutrition, which is all science. I've only woken up because...
All of my organs are working properly. My body is functioning. Science. Biology.
Oh, but Zach, I am a person that drinks fruit juices and has healing crystals, so I'm fine. Anyways, I wake up and I go to my toaster.
No. Not your toaster.
Why not, Zach?
What's gonna happen next? What
are you gonna do? Electricity. I can't use it. Oh, can I?
Oh, yeah.
Electricity is something that's been caused by science. That's okay. I'm a hillbilly that lives, in nature.
I don't need science. I can move. I can live my life without it.
So I get into my car, which is just a gas car. It's not electric, but it uses internal combustion, which was created by who again?
A scientist.
And I pull out my phone.
Go tweet about it. Oh, but wait. Who created your phone?
Not only do I need electricity, but I also need to be able to ping my waves off satellites, which are only in the sky because of science.
Science is everywhere. That's what this has to mean. Science is everywhere.
Your life would not exist the way it does without science. Even the simplest of sciences. Farming. Agricultural science. You know how much little...
Mesopotamia.
Exactly.
We would not have a society.
Ships. We wouldn't even have ships without science. Figuring out how buoyancy worked and...
How to float things.
Physics is so important.
And just to dispute it, just because you saw a post on Facebook.
With your Karen mom's group.
Yeah. After you looked at your Minion meme page, you went over to your science isn't real. And you saw this post just completely giving fake information. And I also want to talk about how dangerous the internet has become in the spread of false information and how the media can basically persuade what people believe just by a headline.
Well,
it's very dangerous.
Do that in one sec, but I just want to talk a little bit more about anti-vaxxers before we leave it.
Yeah, we'll do it later.
So obviously, anti-vaxxers, they're very loud, and
they make their voices heard, and that's the only thing I have to respect them. They get what they have a goal. No matter what the goal is, it's a dumb goal, but they have a goal, and they're trying to get that goal made, and that is something I can respect.
But have you ever noticed that bad information usually sticks out? That's because it does. The news wouldn't be the news if it was all happy stories, because it wouldn't stick with you, and you wouldn't go back and watch. But dangerous things, things that scare you, those things are stuck in your mind. You remember those things. That's why it seems louder. Even though you see posts that say, hey... put your mask on.
Fireman saves cat from tree.
Yeah, exactly. Even if you see those bits. And if you see 10 people say, put your mask on, you'll see one person that said, put your mask on. You'll remember that one person. You might not remember those people that said, hey, keep your mask on. But you'll remember that person. You'll say, wow, we're screwed. We're,
Well, what, you didn't say what the one person said. You just said you don't remember the one person. What did the one person say?
Oh, that don't put your mask on.
Oh, the one person told you not to put the mask on. It's like the 9 out of 10 dentists recommending the toothpaste.
But that one that doesn't?
They
never talk about them.
Yeah, which one? So you're telling me you would rather listen to the one dentist that tells you not to use the toothpaste other than the 9 dentists that are telling you to use the toothpaste?
And I think mask wearing also fits in with this anti-vaxxer, because it's like, you know, I'm strong, I drink my smoothies, I'm healthy.
I have a strong immune system.
Natural health, no vaccinations for my children. These kind of people pose a risk to everyone.
Yeah, it's not, sure, maybe your body may be strong, but let's just say you decide not to wear a mask and you decide to not vaccinate your children. I mean, that only affects your children, but let's just say you decide not to wear a mask and let's say you contract COVID. It takes about, like, what, 2 weeks for you to really start feeling the side effects?
Yeah, and let's say you go
into an old folks home.
Let's say you actually are a healthy young person. Well, you might not even ever feel it. But everyone else you give it to, they are gonna feel it.
Yeah, it's not always about you. You can't be so selfish, people. It's not always about you and your pride of not being able to wear a mask. My body, I get to choose what I do, what I put around my mouth I go outside.
What's it, First Amendment? I'm not the U.S., but what's it, First Amendment?
Yeah, freedom of speech. I don't know how not wearing a mask is a freedom of speech, right?
Well, it's I don't speech, get is, speech is whatever you choose to portray is.
That's right, yeah.
And honestly, the freedom of speech is
it's important.
It's important, but
it also gives way for people like these flat earthers, anti-vaxxers, to have a platform.
There is a limit to what you can say. You cannot promote terrorism.
There's also hate speech.
Exactly. But it's so hard for people who say, oh, First Amendment, you can't tell me to shut up. First Amendment, they don't understand that there is hate speech.
Hate speech is definitely a thing. It's definitely something that needs to be controlled. And hopefully, there can be some restrictions on the spread of false information. There's no real rule on the spread of false information until you have to be held accountable by yourself. And that's the only real way to stop false information, the spread of it. And the sad truth is, not everyone will hold themselves accountable for spreading false information, i.e. just deleting your article, deleting your statement of false information, deleting the post you made because it was just a bunch of lies.
Yeah.
Like, no, at the end of the day, majority of people will not hold themselves accountable for a spread of false information. And even then, sometimes it's not their fault. If you're just sharing a post, you have no other reason to not believe the post. It's the person who posted the post's fault.
But it is still your fault for sharing it.
You're spreading the false information. But then you might not know.
Yes, but you should probably think about it.
You should look deeper.
Obviously, there's some stuff that you're just not going to know. But if you're probably unsure, I'd say,
if you're unsure, don't post it.
Don't
spread the information if you're unsure, unless you look deeper into the topic.
Exactly.
Because the spread of false information is very scary.
This leads me into your thing that you want to talk about in the internet. Because if I want to research this, I could say, is COVID real? And I will find tons of articles saying no.
It's not. Now,
Google actually did some fixing.
Or even the climate change.
Google did some fixing, and we'll talk about climate change.
But soon.
Google did some fixing. It used to be when you searched up stuff, you would actually find some conspiracy. I can't remember the exact conspiracy theory, but it used to be very, like, if you searched up a certain thing, you would get it. Now you cannot search up that certain conspiracy theory. You'd only get facts, but they did not fix everything. So
is climate change real?
Is climate change real? So tell me, why is the internet so bad when it comes to spreading these things and, you know, doing that?
Well, people, like I've been saying before, people read a headline, which, and the media has also, like, definitely changed the way people view things. They'll read a headline, they'll say, oh, climate change has been proven false by blank scientist. You have no idea who the scientist is. He could be a 300-pound dude living in his mom's basement who just wrote a fake article. And you just share this headline everywhere on all your social media platforms. And now you've got people who've seen this. They'll go to the article, they'll go to the post, they'll read what this 300-pound man has written. They won't know any better because they haven't looked deep into the topic. And just like that, you've convinced about 50 people that climate change isn't real.
So let's say that technology did not exist. Well, first of all, newspapers used to be something of, they used to be esteemed. You had to be a good newspaper. Nowadays, everyone can put whatever stuff they want out there.
You couldn't just go up to the printing office and say, hey, climate change isn't real. Front page of the
print
newspaper.
Print it. But now, I could literally create my own website and post whatever I want on there.
Yeah.
And if I have followers, I could just post it.
Especially if you have a big platform. You could spread all the information, false or not.
And you don't even need to know those people. They can't slap you silly if they think it's stupid. No, they don't have the choice. You're sharing it to so many people at once. You can't actually just go, hey, have you read the news? Look at this. No, you can just send it out there, and they can't do anything about it. They can't tell you, oh, that's false. Stop sharing that, because they're not going to do anything. If you see a person who's actually sharing it on the street, you go up to them and say, hey, I'm going to take that out of your hands. Stop doing this.
This is wrong.
I can actually do something about it. I can go up and actually have a conversation with them. Online, everyone feels anonymous and safe to share whatever they want.
And that is also a very scary thing. Well, obviously, being anonymous is, well, it's good and bad. It's good because you're safe from, like, hackers and everything like that. But it's bad because you can't be held accountable for spreading false information.
Exactly. Now, I want to talk about why conspiracy theories exist before we go into the big two, which is Flat Earth and Moon Landing.
Yeah.
But I think the reason they exist is a lot of it is distrust.
Yeah, it's
distrust in
wanting
science.
To believe something that
distrust in the government. Distrust. Now, I understand why people distrust the government. The government is not perfect by any means.
They won't be. I don't remember there ever being a perfect government getting every single thing right.
Exactly. But I think, obviously, you have to, as I said before, you have to take those leaps of trust, because there's some people that you can't risk not trusting them. They provide, if you don't trust the government, you're screwed. They provide energy, they provide water. Sure, you can live in the woods, but now you're screwed. You're not actually
part of society anymore.
Yep, you might as well just go die.
Yeah, you're not, society doesn't care for you if you leave it. Won't be missed.
But I think you have to trust some people. Like, sure, scientists, you can't prove all the science they're doing because you don't have a professional laboratory. But some stuff, it just seems so fundamental. Like, when we come up with the flat Earth, how can you say that gravity doesn't exist?
They try and, when we do an episode on the flat Earthers.
Completely, but.
Yeah, there's a lot to say there, and we'll definitely have a big talk and disprove a lot of their main claims. But they really believe headlines. Like, it's the scary, they believe headlines. Most of these people just believe headlines. And when you go into the article usually, at least most of the time, the article actually tells you the information you want to hear. And, like, it actually gives you the facts, but they can manipulate the headline so much that it gives you a completely different view of what the article is actually about. And that's completely scary.
Well, I think we actually find Flat Earth Society.
Well, yeah. I remember I have joined the Flat Earth Society Discord once. I had a talk with a couple people.
Oh, yeah, me and Zach, we got both.
You got banned.
We both got banned.
Just because, well, we called them out on some things that weren't true. And for the people I was talking to, I asked them countless times, can you show me a model of what you think the Earth looks like? Because you're making all these outrageous claims about your conspiracy theory to say the Earth is flat. And I asked you, is this the model? Which model do you believe? And he couldn't give me an image. He said, I have no idea. I don't know. I honestly have no idea. And that's the thing with the Flat Earth Society. They don't know what the Earth would look like if it was flat.
There's so many arguments about it. So anyways.
And I just want to say one more thing before we get into the moon landing. I asked the guy.
I want to talk a little bit about Flat Earth.
Yeah, we'll do it. I just wanted to say, I asked the guy, if I started at the center, because if he says we're living in like a 2D circle, right? Or if I started in the center of that circle and I just walked straight, well, they claim there's the big ice wall, right? That's just preventing everything from happening. If I just walked straight, why does no one ever see this ice wall? What would happen if I just kept going? What if I had a plane and kept going?
Exactly.
He said Antarctica is endless.
How can anything be endless?
Yeah, I don't know. They make outrageous claims, can't back it up, and just expect it to be right. And whenever I make a or whenever someone who's not a flat earther tries to make a claim, they'll just say, oh, it's not true. But yet they'll make all these outrageous claims that can't be backed by facts. And I think it was Neil deGrasse Tyson that said, arguing with a flat earther, it's easier to, like, argue against a wall than it is to argue against an idiot.
Yeah.
Who will always dispute your
claim.
I don't
think
he
used the word idiot. I'm just...
Yeah.
From what I know about Neil.
Yeah. But it was definitely... I've heard that quote somewhere. It's easier to argue against a wall than it is to argue against an idiot.
I 100% agree with that. So I'm just going to say a few things that they've said. Obviously, I don't like saying it because sometimes I feel like, you know, you're actually sharing it in a way.
You're spreading the information. We just, all right, disclaimer.
Everything we say about flat earthers is incorrect.
Okay. Everything we're about to say about the flat earthers, all the information we're about to give you.
Is not real science, at least as far as we can tell, is not real.
It's not real.
Okay, so we say gravity. So it feels like you're being accelerated, 15 feet per second towards the center of the Earth? Well, they say the Earth is just going up through space at 15 feet per second.
Yeah, so you're actually being kind of squished on, the Earth's going up, and you're just, that's what's holding you down. But now you ask the question, jumping. If Earth's constantly moving up, then when I jump, shouldn't it come up and grab me?
Exactly.
But it's not constantly.
That doesn't make sense. And also, how come it's not pushing all the gases out of the way?
Yeah, what's keeping it there?
Why are the gases staying here? They should just roll off the edges. They're a fluid.
And what are the edges?
Exactly.
Like they have so many things to cover.
And how come they believe that the sun and the moon and all the planets are circular? But not us. What would make us special? As I've said before, we are not special.
Yeah. And there's no way they can disprove a solar eclipse because apparently in their model, the sun and moon kind of orbit each other. And now the thing I just have the problem with is our round Earth model that we prove that there's a round Earth, where we have countless amounts of evidence to prove it to be round. Everything else is round. Why are we flat? Like, it doesn't make sense. If we were flat, why are we the only one that's flat?
Exactly. It would make no sense. And if they are circular, that means gravity acts on them. There's no other reason they would be circular, because gravity pulls in from all angles equally. But it doesn't for us. Gravity just doesn't exist for us.
Yeah, but it works everywhere else except us. They just, I guess their main argument is that we're special. It's like I said before, it's difficult to argue with idiots, because they'll always just dispute your claims.
It is really just yelling at a wall, isn't it?
Well, I'd rather yell at a wall. At least the wall won't try and dispute my claim. It's difficult. All right, should we get on to the moon landing? I think we should save our flat Earth, the flat Earth topic for a whole video.
One last thing I want to say for flat Earthers, because I find it funny. They say that all space travel is just money laundering. Anyways, let's go into the moon landing.
Be ready for a debunking flat Earth claim video or podcast. That will be coming soon. That is definitely something we're interested in. But getting into the moon landing for our final conspiracy theory.
See, this one is relatively infamous. It is...
Now, these are the people who claim the moon landing to be fake are the same people who usually are flat earthers.
Yes, but... Oh, okay, let's just look at some basic facts first. We were in a space race.
The Russians, if they're disproving the way to go to the moon, are they disproving everything else that happened prior to the moon landing? Are they disproving Apollo 8, where they flew around the moon? Are they disproving... Are they disproving the first Apollo missions where they just went to space and came back?
What about the post stuff? What about landing on Mars? I mean, if we can land on Mars today, why couldn't we have landed on the moon then? Right? Yeah. And if you say, well, because we have different technology, the Russians, who were the main people we were in the race with, they did not challenge it. I don't remember they did. And
the Russians were winning the space race for a while.
And they just, if they really thought that we were going to, that we faked it, they would have staked their claim, because they were the ones who really wanted to win. They were the ones.
Yeah, if they figured out we faked the moon landing, they would have been like, are you kidding me? After all this, you just went to a studio and put some black tape or black background paper on the back and got a little rocks from outside and got your spacesuits on. And are you kidding me? After all the billions of dollars we spent, you're just going to pull that? And that begs the question. They spent so much money, billions and billions of taxpayer dollars, just to get, not even to get to the moon, but everything.
And where would that have all gone? How can you launder that much money?
That's, you think they would spend all this money, do all this for, 15 years, just when the time had came in 1969, June, I think that's what the month was, just to go into a studio. It's outrageous, the claim that...
And how about all those people who saw the rocket take off in person?
Yeah, that begs the question. Where'd the rocket go?
They were all paid off, Zach. They were all paid off. The rocket never left. Everyone in that area who saw the rocket all paid off.
All the
TV cast all paid off. Everyone paid off.
I guess that's where all the money went. All the billions and billions of dollars went
to pay off every single freaking American citizen.
They all signed a...
And this brings up an even bigger thing about conspiracy theories. First of all, what is there to gain? And second, a secret is not a secret if more than two people know it. And it is impossible with so many working parts to hide these. The fact that the Earth is flat means that every world leader and every person who's ever been to space, quote-unquote, according to them, would have to be in on the secret. And imagine that
every
just not one...
Every single scientist, every single government official, every single world leader, every single specialist in the army. That's...
How could you pay all of...
Insane.
How has not one of them said it?
And not one of them has been leaked. Not... If they are, good job to them. Can we give just a round of applause?
If this is real.
Good job to you, keeping that secret for so long. Well done. Well played.
I think the thing is, what do they have to gain?
Yeah, there's really... So what if the Earth is flat? Like,
tell us.
What's the big deal?
Like,
what would they lose telling us? What do they have to lose telling us that?
And I think
what are they gaining by not telling us
the thing about
flat?
The internet is... No one actually thought the Earth was flat for, like, 100 years.
Well, they did before.
No, yes, before. But there's been a gap of about 100 years, and it just came back when the Earth was flat. Because even the Greeks knew. You put up several wells at the exact same time, take measurements.
Yeah.
And you'll find that there is a difference in the angle of the sun.
The shadow of the sun.
And what about the fact that when a boat goes over the horizon, it just doesn't disappear at once. The bottom disappears first because it's going over a curve.
It looks like as if the boat is sinking.
Yes.
Bottom first. And they'll try to disprove that. They'll try and show you like an edited clip of the boat going top first, which disputes them as well as us, so that's really not making any progress. And so it's just, they keep trying to make all of these false claims with edits. And then they claim, just while we were on their Discord server, they would always spam with a bunch of photos and short videos trying to prove everything I was saying wrong. But then I showed them a photo of like a NASA image and they're like, oh, it's edited. How would you ever believe something NASA would give you? Yet they're showing me all these...
Things like, that they have no proof of.
They have no idea where it came from. It's just sad at this point that society that the internet has allowed people to have these outrageous claims.
But
and that society is allowing this.
We've always wanted an explanation, and sometimes we just wanted one that suits us. And
that's really where those people come from.
That's the thing about these. These people want something that suits them. They
don't like believing.
They
in
don't
reality.
Want to work with ever. They don't want to work with the rest of us. They want to have their own way of reality existing. And
good for them. Not good for them. They want to be different from everyone else. They want to think different.
They want to think that they're right.
They want to disprove everyone. They want to be the people everyone thought was wrong, but then when the time came, they were right.
It's scary, but it's not very scary. They're a small amount, but the fact is, we cannot let this grow. I will consider this an infection. I will consider those people... I don't want to say they are completely stupid, but I do want to say that
they've been sucked in.
Haven't you said that a lot of flat earthers, when they're trying to prove that the Earth is flat, they end up proving that it's circular, it's global?
I think there was a Netflix documentary. I can't remember what it's called. I think it's just called Around the Curve or something. But it's on Netflix, and they follow around these two... Yeah, I've watched it. There's these two flat earthers, and they end up proving the Earth is round, I'm pretty sure. In their own documentary that was supposed to be about flat earthers, they try doing measurements about how the curve of the Earth, and they end up to like disprove the curve of the Earth, and they end up proving it's wrong. And they end up proving the Earth is actually curved and not a straight line.
What's this called? Around the Curve?
Around the Curve. If you look up flat Earth documentary on Netflix, you're sure to find it.
Wait, I think I saw it.
Around the Curve? Oh.
Around, yeah. Behind the Curve. It's Behind the Curve.
Behind the Curve. It follows a couple flat earthers. They go to like NASA, and they go to the like Houston and the NASA HQ there. It's a good documentary. You get to like listen to their point of view, and see what they're trying to say.
If we get 10,000,
and I think they follow like the two main viewers.
If we get 1,000 views on this podcast,
which is outrageous,
in the next month, I'll say month.
All right, we'll give you.
We will live watch this and commentate on it.
Yeah, I think that'd be fun. But again, that's outrageous amounts of numbers.
We're never gonna get that much.
Yeah, that. But set a goal. Shoot for the stars. They'll tell us. But except not flat earthers, because they're not real.
The stars don't exist. So I think that's a great way to end it off for today. Thank you, Zach, for coming out again. So glad to have you back.
Yeah, it's good to be. Hopefully,
have more consistent. Have you back? It's like you're a guest. No.
I'm always here.
So with that being said, guys, have a safe and fantastic rest of your day.
Be expecting a flat Earth podcast coming soon.
I hope you guys, I think the greatest thing is the scientific method. If you can, just prove something for yourself.
And if we have any flat earthers listening,
please email us.
My one advice to you is to, email us, tunemaxpodcast09@gmail.com. And just to go talk to a scientist, like, just go sit down and have a conversation with a true scientist and ask them your questions, ask them what problems you have with what reality has, like, told you, or what all these flat earthers and their information have told you. Ask a real scientist who has a degree in that area and just have a conversation and hopefully let them shine some of their influence and their, like, smartness on you. I think that would be very helpful if one of our very small listeners are, in fact, flat earthers.
If just one more thing before we go. If you ever have a flat earther, do not say, no, you're wrong. Instead, just ask them questions.
Ask them questions and prove them wrong through their questions.
Just try and be,
don't push them
don't
away.
Don't be the brick wall that you think you're talking to. Instead, a conversation has to be both of you taking the other conversation and working with it. Yeah. Obviously, some people just won't take that, but try.
Try. At least try. Like, that was what happened when we went on the Discord server. I had a good time having a conversation with him. He seemed like a nice guy. And then I got banned. And I got banned.
And then I started talking, and then I got banned.
And then
banned.
He got banned. Yeah, they don't like other opinions, but if they do and are willing to listen to your opinion, definitely have a conversation with them. Ask them questions, and yeah.
Yeah, so guys, thank you guys for listening, and we'll see you in another episode.
Goodbye. Bye-bye.